InternetCases.com Podcast, April 15th, 2005.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's InternetCases.com Podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm Evan Brown, an attorney, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. This week, I'd like to talk with you about a decision by the World Intellectual Property Organization Arbitration Panel that resolves domain name disputes under the Uniform Domain Name Dispute Resolution Policy. This policy is known by its initials UDRP for short. If you're unfamiliar with these processes and procedures, take a look at the link to the World Intellectual Property Organization that I've put in today's show notes. The case I'd like to discuss with you today is called Deutsche Telekom versus Mighty LLC, and you can read about the decision in an April 13th posting on InternetCases.com titled Deutsche Telekom Victorious in Not-So-Egregious Cybersquatting Case. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you may remember that in last week's show, we discussed another cybersquatting case called Bosley Medical versus Kramer that came to us from the Federal Ninth Circuit. In that case, the defendant had set up a gripe site that provided negative information about the plaintiff who owned the trademark, appearing in the URL that was used for the site. The Deutsche Telekom case is a bit different. Instead of using Deutsche Telekom's trademark to set up a negative or critical website, Mighty LLC set up a website that actually promoted Deutsche Telekom's goods and services. Deutsche Telekom owns the familiar brand T-Mobile for its wireless services. It has several registrations around the world for both T-Mobile, spelled T-M-O-B-I-L-E, and T-Mobile, spelled T-M-O-B-I-L. Mighty LLC acquired the domain name T-Mobile.com, spelled T-M-O-B-I-L.com, and set up a site containing sponsored links through Overture that, when clicked on, took the user to other sites run by authorized T-Mobile dealers. From those sites, one could purchase cell phones and other devices and sign up for wireless service. So you may be wondering why Deutsche Telekom was so upset about this. It's not all that clear, given that Mighty LLC's use of the domain name might have actually enhanced T-Mobile's bottom line. Nonetheless, Deutsche Telekom asserted its rights in the mark and filed the proceeding against Mighty LLC. If you look at what Deutsche Telekom had to prove in order to win the transfer of the domain name, you'd see they had an uphill battle, given that Mighty LLC's conduct does not appear to have been all that harmful. But the panel ultimately found in favor of Deutsche Telekom and awarded a transfer. To be successful under the UDRP, a complainant has to show three things. One, it has to show that the complained of domain name is identical or confusingly similar to a trademark in which the complainant has rights. Two, it has to show that the respondent has no rights or legitimate interests in the domain name. And three, it must show that the domain name was registered and is being used in bad faith. In this case, there really was no dispute as to the first of these requirements. Mighty LLC admitted that the domain name was identical to the T-Mobile trademarks. Under the second factor, the rights or legitimate interests factor, Mighty LLC argued that it met this requirement because it claimed its use of the domain name was a bona fide offering of goods or services. It argued that it wasn't offering competitive products, nor was it confusing visitors to the website. The panel didn't buy this argument, however. It said the use of the site was not a bona fide offering for sale because no goods were being sold from the site, and the sponsored links led to sites where users could buy products of T-Mobile's competitors. Furthermore, there was a copyright notice at the bottom of the page that the panel determined would mislead visitors into believing that the site was somehow affiliated with Deutsche Telekom. Next, the panel turned to the issue of bad faith. Under the UDRP, bad faith can arise when a domain name registrant intentionally tries to attract visitors for commercial gain by creating a likelihood of confusion with the trademark owner's goods or services. In this situation, Mighty LLC didn't make it clear it wasn't associated with Deutsche Telekom, and what's more, it gave a false impression with the copyright notice that it actually was associated with it. The site was commercial in nature because Mighty LLC could derive revenue through the sponsored links. Taking all of these factors into consideration, the panel ordered the domain name transferred. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. For more information on the music you're hearing, look in today's show notes. Feel free to send your comments to ebrown@internetcases.com and be sure to visit the site regularly for updates and add the RSS feed to your news aggregator. I'll talk to you again next Friday.